At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
We want to holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for every radio. Every time I listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab.
You know, we need them. Yeah, we do. We need those strategies, don't we?
Yeah.
Those strategies for living. You ready for your daily dose of radio rehab?
I am.
I knew you would be today. Yeah, I knew you would be.
You didn't even let me tell you I'm ready.
I didn't have to. Your smile said it all. Hey, folks, welcome. Welcome into Strategies for Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan. She is psychotherapist Lauren Leon McMillan, PLPC. And we're delighted that you are with us today here on Strategies for Living. You know, it seems like, Lauren, and this is why you're smiling. I know this is why you're smiling, mm-hmm. because we're going to talk about soulmates today.
Well, and one of my favorite life strategists, too.
Absolutely. Joanne DiMaggio is back with us. But, you know, you see and you hear the phrase soulmates.
Yes, yeah.
Seems like a lot today.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's searching, it seems, for...
Yeah, I think it's been over the centuries we've been talking about the one,
yeah,
or yeah. We're match made in heaven. Or
that elusive, perfect romantic partner,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But in reality, I think what we're going to find out from Joanne is a soulmate is not always a love interest.
Mm-hmm.
And your parents, your children, your friends, work colleagues, all of those can be soulmates. But there's a flip side. There's a flip side to the soulmate relationship. And some are actually called cellmates. And that's something brand new, and it's all in Joanne's new book. We're going to talk about it today. It's called Soulmates and Twin Souls, Traveling Companions on the Road. You ready for this?
Hit me.
To Enlightenment.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that sound good?
Sounds great.
And you are right. Joanne DiMaggio is one of our very favorite life strategists. She's back with us today. And we're talking about her brand new book, and I hope you will, you can even go online right now while we're chatting and get you a copy of this book.
Please do, yeah.
Yeah, this is good stuff. Folks, thank you. Thank you for joining us, as always, here on Strategies for Living. And we appreciate our sponsors making it all possible, the Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing.
Oof, oof.
And Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center and Frutita's Delicatessen, the home of the Godfather, alligator, Italian sausage, and some pretty good muffies, too. Back in a moment with Joanne DiMaggio, Soulmates and Twin Souls, today on Strategies.
Feel the vibe, it won't go wrong. Body moves and soul align. Catch the rhythm, feel the time. Radio rehab every day.
Living life in harmony. And welcome in to Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. Let's welcome back into the program now Joanne DiMaggio. She is a respected expert on the topic of reincarnation and soul writing. She's earned her master's degree in transpersonal studies and her spiritual mentor certification through Atlantic University. Joanne, as you know, has been our guest before, a life strategist, multiple times. She's published numerous articles and presented talks on past life exploration and soul writing to audiences all over the world. She's been a guest on nearly 100 radio programs and podcasts, but, you know, I hear we're her favorite.
No pressure.
No pressure at all. Joanne, welcome back.
Welcome.
Hey, David. Hi, Lauren. It's so good to be with you again. And you're right. You are one of my favorites.
I was fishing for that, and I hooked you.
You don't have to fish me in deep waters, believe me.
There you go. So, soulmate. You've got a kind of a different take, but let's start on soulmate and how you define that. Mm-hmm. And I know from our previous conversations that you are into the past life work, right? So
absolutely.
Is how you define soulmate, is that related to the past life stuff, or how would you define soulmate?
Well, exactly. It's actually someone with whom you've had a past life connection. It's as simple as that. So, it's a pretty misunderstood concept. And I know, Lauren, you were mentioning about how it goes back thousands of years. And when I did the research for the book, I was trying to find, what's the origin of this? Why do we have it in our heads that, you know, we're not complete unless we find that other half of us, right? And it goes back to ancient literature with, there's stories about Zeus and how he split a soul in half. And it seems like ever since then, we're kind of walking around going, I'm only half, I'm not whole. I've got to find that other part of me. And so my book's really about how, you know, that's just not true. You are whole unto yourself. You do not need, there's no other half of you floating around out there somewhere.
That's good to know.
Certainly not always a romantic partner, that's for sure.
So it sounds like we can, from your definition, from what you've defined, we can certainly have more than one soulmate across our lifetime.
Oh, yeah. We travel together, and I've said this before, as a soul pod.
Yeah.
So the souls that are around you now have been with you since the beginning of time. And they just come back with you over and over and over, but they change their roles and they change their genders. So that in this lifetime, your mother may have been your husband in a previous life.
Right.
But it's the same group, same kind of group of souls that are really here. They're companions to help you and themselves resolve issues that can best be solved with the interaction you have with each other.
Yeah, I've told the story on the radio before, but I kind of have what I think is an example of that in Lauren and me, in our lives. And she was 8 years old. You know, there's a little bit of an age difference between Lauren and I. Just a tiny bit. But when she was 8 years old, we were in church at the same time, and I happened to be up reading. And I didn't have any idea about this until years later.
I told you.
Yeah, when you told me. But Lauren, Joanne, looked over at her mother. And, you know, look to me, and I'm reading from the scripture, and Lauren asked her mom, are we related to him? And
because I just felt such a familiarity that, you know, as an 8-year-old, that was the only way I could try to understand the depth of feeling that I had when I saw you.
And then I love your mother's answer. Oh, no, that's just David McMillan. He just looks like us. Which, again, I think,
well, you know, there,
underscores.
Yeah, there's a good. Yeah, there's a good reason for that. It's because we've memorized each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we feel an instant attraction as though we've known somebody for the longest time. You know, there's a depth of connectedness there. And sometimes it makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. But it's there. You could feel it. It's definitely not something you're making up.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so we travel in groups. We incarnate soul groupings, if you will. So I guess one of the first things then is we're not going to look for that unless we know it's there. So the first thing, I guess, we have to be aware of, you know, and ask ourselves, who might that be, right?
Yeah, I don't know that... I don't think people look for an actual identity unless they're doing past life work. And then, of course, we can identify, you know, who they were before. When I do a regression and we tack on the pre-life planning session, in which they're in the afterlife and they're actually planning out the next lifetime, you know, I will often say, you know, invite this different souls from your soul family who are going to come forward, and let them, whether they're going to volunteer to come in with you, and if they are, who are they going to be, and what role are they going to play? Mm. Because sometimes they come in very supportive. Other times they come in and bring nothing but chaos. but the end goal is always the same. They're working to help you and helping themselves work through some of this unfinished business that you have left over from prior lifetimes.
Yeah.
All right, but the name of this new book is Twin Souls and Soulmates. Soulmates and Twin Souls. Yeah.
That's okay. I think a lot of people use them interchangeably. Well, and yet, what would you say, is there a difference?
There's a big difference, and a lot of people use the term twin flames to describe a twin soul. A twin soul is someone with whom you have a common mission. You come in with the same purpose. So you're in separate bodies, but your minds think alike. Mm-hmm. You only have one of those. You have multiple soulmates, but you only have one twin soul. Mm. And so you come in and you're working on the exact same issue. So it's like a 2-for-1 deal. But the interesting thing about twin souls is that they don't have to necessarily be incarnate at the same time as you.
Ah.
So they could be working with you from the other side. The biggest example I have of a twin soul relationship is Edgar Cayce and his secretary, Gladys Davis.
Mm.
Not his wife. Gertrude was his soulmate, but Gladys was his twin soul. And how do we know that? Because when Mr. Cayce died in 1945, Gladys devoted the rest of her life to safeguarding the reading and to maintaining the Cayce legacy. That was her singular focus.
Yeah.
And so therefore they were both working on the same identical goal, but he had passed over and she was left behind to sort of, you know, pick it up and run with it. So that's one of the ways to identify a twin soul as opposed to a soulmate.
How did you get so smart on all of this stuff, Joanne?
Thank you, David. Well, it's been 35 years since I started studying this material and been a Cayce student all those years.
Right.
So I love doing research. It's like my favorite thing to do. So I'll research what others in the field say about a particular topic, and then I'll design a research project around it. So in this case, I have 10 different case studies in my book of people who experienced various soulmate and or cellmate and or twin soul relationships. And so those are those case studies are in the back of the book, so that the real life cases of individuals, we included a regression and all of that. And
right.
And they described, you know, the relationship and how it evolved.
Well, now you just slipped in another term that cellmate. I wanted to get to, and that is the cellmate. And so we got a couple of minutes before a break, so let's get in. What's the cellmate?
You know, I originally wanted to call the book Soulmates or Soulmates, but there were other books out there by that name. What constitutes a soulmate? Well, a soulmate is an individual who keeps you emotionally imprisoned. And their whole purpose is to come in and create chaos that will challenge you to address the karma between the two of you. So they come in cloaked as a soulmate. And they come in so you think that they're a soulmate, but they've got a very different agenda. And sometimes if it's overtly obvious about what their agenda is, you may feel an immediate threat when you meet them. You can't be around them without being on guard. But that's their purpose. Their purpose is to try to keep you imprisoned in whatever karmic issue that exists between the two of you. They're not going to easily let you escape from that. Mm-hmm. And in the end, it's a good thing because you have to work at it, obviously, yeah. to get through it.
Right.
But it can be very painful, very, very painful.
Yeah. You know? Again, if we take a long range perspective, we mm-hmm. take the big view, then it doesn't matter. They're all doing us a favor. They're all here to help us in the exactly. long run. But man, it don't feel like that in the real world sometimes. It just,
how true.
It
how
just true. Doesn't. All right. We have got Joanne DiMaggio today with us. Great life strategist. We're talking about traveling companions on the road to enlightenment today. We're talking about Joanne's brand new book. It's called Soulmates and Twin Souls. Out from wherever you buy books, and I hope you will. We've got more to learn, much more to come with Joanne DiMaggio, our life strategist, right here on Strategies for Living today. Stay with us. Lots more to come. Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the
Absolutely
Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. Mm-hmm. You get discounts on movies. You get concession upgrades. You get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center, .org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Donisa Walker with LearningRx Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, LearningRx Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Shreveport.
Problems every day. We all need help along the way. We need strategies, strategies, strategies for living radio.
And welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan with Joanne DiMaggio. Today, our life strategist, one of our very favorite ones. Mm-hmm. She's got a brand new book out. You're going to want to get this book. Soulmates and Twin Souls, Traveling Companions on the Road to Enlightenment. You can find Soulmates and Twin Souls wherever you buy books. Okay, so at the end of last segment, we talked about cellmates. Earlier, we had talked about soulmates. We had talked about twin souls, and then you run in cellmates on us. cellmates and soulmates, they're similar and then they differ too.
Yeah.
You know, hone down a little bit on that for us, Joanne.
Well, they're cellmates in every sense of the word. I mean, they're the part of your soul group. It's just that when you decided to come back into this, into life, and they said they're going to join you, they sort of picked up on the less than desirable aspects of the relationship between the two of you, because it needed to be done, because those are issues that you said you wanted to work on. Mm. So they're going to come and present them to you in the course of your relationship with them. So whether it's a financial issue, whether it's a, you know, could be a love interest. A lot of the examples I gave in the book, the case studies, those, many of those started out as soulmates, ended up being cellmates. It doesn't mean that they're not good people. It doesn't mean that they're, you know, on the dark side or anything like that. It's just that they've opted to shine a mirror at you in terms of the issues that you need to work on.
Yeah.
And so it's not a, it's not something that, for the faint of heart, I guess. So, the important thing to me with cellmates is that once you recognize that that's who they are, if you could just step back, look at it objectively, think to yourself, okay, yeah, this was really painful being with this person. This person did X, Y, Z to me, and it caused all these problems. But what did I learn from it? Mm-hmm. What did I get out of it? Because that is the true essence of the relationship. And, you know, if you could walk away from it and say, well, thank you. Thank you for coming into my life and presenting that lesson to me. Yeah. Then, you know, you've graduated.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think I'm right about this. The vast majority of the people in the world believe in the concept of reincarnation. But here in the West, in the West, we don't. I mean, for the most part, I mean, the majority of people haven't been taught that. And I guess that's, you know, kind of religious and cultural in nature. Mm-hmm. But as you do your work, and your work is really focused on reincarnation and past life stuff, how do you confront that? You know, because probably right now, Joanne, probably this very moment, we've got people listening to us
that are
saying, oh, there they go again.
Yeah.
Well, so what do you,
I'm used to that.
Yeah. and so what do you pontificate for us for a moment?
Well, you know, it's interesting because I was on a radio program a few weeks ago, and they had callers, and one woman came on and she goes, Jesus Christ is my personal savior, so I don't believe in reincarnation. Mm-hmm. Well, I wasn't going to go into a long discourse with her about the Bible and reincarnation and all of that, because having grown up Catholic and gone to 12 years of Catholic school, I know where not to go. Don't venture into these certain areas. I just say that it's really, I don't really go out of my way to address those issues, because I feel like if you're ready to explore it, if there's some part of you that has this yearning and these questions, and you start to think to yourself, there must be something more to this than what I've believed in, and then you're ready to look into it, then, you know, give me a call or make an appointment or whatever, and we'll work together. And I guarantee you that regardless of what you say your belief system is, when you have a regression, almost everyone that I've worked with has an aha moment.
Yeah.
And they will say to me, I've been carrying this around for years and years and years. Mm. It's been a heavy burden, and now that burden is lifted. And they're amazed, and I'm humbled by it, because it's such a transformative and healing modality. You know, you only need usually one session. You don't need to revisit, although unless you're like me and a glutton for punishment, you go back over and over and over again in the same lifetime. But most people just come once, and they find out what they need to find out. They work on the healing aspect of it, the forgiveness aspect of it. And then they're like, they leave like light as a feather. It's just an amazing process that is, you know, sometimes I say to myself, why am I doing this again? You know, because nobody in my family is into, I can't really talk to anybody about this, you know? So coming on a program like yours makes me real happy because I could talk about my work,
right.
But,
anytime you want to talk about it, we'll talk about it.
Thank you, David. Thank you. You know, but when I get these responses from people that their life was changed as a result of understanding, where do these patterns come from? You know, that I'm experiencing over and over and over again. And what's the root cause of my issue with so-and-so, or my relationship with money, or why do I have this chronic illness? That's a big area that I work with people on. So I'm, you know, for those that are ready, I'm here. If you're not ready, that's okay. In the end, we're all going to go to the same place.
Right.
Yeah. We'll all find out.
And if you're listening, and you want to contact Joanne, she does private past life regression and soul writing sessions on Zoom. So it doesn't matter where in the world you are, you can access her, and you can get more information on that at joannedimaggio.com.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
So I had a client recently who was calling me from Bali.
Oh, wow.
So we did a regression. He's in the middle of the jungle, and we did a regression.
I love
it. So thank you, technology.
Yeah. There you go. But, you know, and it kind of underscores something you were talking about a moment ago. Thank you, technology. Mm-hmm. And thank you. I mean, a lot of us, when COVID came around, you know, we said, this is the worst thing that ever happened. And flip it over and look a few years later, how much more accessible we all are to each other. The world got kind of smaller and more connected.
Well, you know, before when I had an office, it was like, unless you lived within a certain radius of my office, I'd never see you.
Right.
I wouldn't be able to work with you. Now it's just a matter of connecting on Zoom. And you know, I was skeptical at first because I thought, how in the world am I going to do this on Zoom? And a colleague of mine said, you know, go try it because it's actually better on Zoom than in person. And the reason is because people are in their own homes and they're able to relax completely.
Yeah.
You know, they don't have all that anxiety of getting in a car and going to a strange place and all that.
Makes total sense.
It's worked out. Yeah, they're laying on their bed or in their favorite easy chair or whatever. And, you know, it's been very successful.
Mm. All right. So I want to ask the question because, again, when you start to think about relationships, naturally, the four-letter word comes up, right? Love.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. So what's love got to do with all of this?
What's love got to do?
Don't I have a chapter named that?
I think you do.
well, you know more better than most that there's just various levels of love, right? And we love each other on a soul level. Does not necessarily mean that we can be together in the human level when we're in a physical body.
Right.
And I found that out with my own. I've thrown in a few personal things in the book about my own journey. You could love somebody very deeply, but it's not for your best interest to be with them in this lifetime. The hard part is discerning that and then making that choice. But then again, if you find somebody that you click with, and you could be with that person, and you together are able to form this unique and happy and fulfilling relationship, then you deserve that. You worked at that in another lifetime, I'm sure, that you brought that in with you to be able to, it's your reward. You know, karma is not always a bad thing.
Right.
Often, you know, there's things that we've done that we've earned. We've earned a certain level of happiness. I have people who do regressions with me, and if nothing traumatic happens, they're disappointed. They're like, what is that? Nothing happened. I go, but don't you see? Spirit is showing you that you can have a happy life, mm-hmm. that it's not, it doesn't always have to be illness and tragedy and all this drama going on around you. Sometimes you just earn a little bit of a respite on this beautiful planet that we live on. And that's just the way it works. Now, it could be it's sandwiched in between two very difficult lifetimes.
Right.
And your pleasant lifetime is your vacation. You know, but it happens. So each case is different. It's but to me, the most fascinating part of all this is watching the patterns. Because some people, when I do a regression, they'll go back 1,000 years and they're still dealing with what they were dealing with 1,000 years ago. Right. So that's their incentive to work through it, because do you want to do it again? No. So
at some point, yeah. We want to move along, and that's really what gets your attention,
yeah,
with this new book,
to enlightenment.
The Road to Enlightenment. Yeah. Yeah. And that, you know, that's what we're all shooting for in the long run, I think. You know? No matter how many lifetimes it takes us, or, you know, it's not really a length of time thing, because
got pretty much forever.
Yeah. The book is Soulmates and Twin Souls, Traveling Companions on the Road to Enlightenment. You can find it wherever you buy books. And, of course, you can find Joanne at joannedimaggio.com. Or you can just stay here, and I hope you will, because we've got more to come here on Strategies for Living with life strategist Joanne DiMaggio today. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
To your table, we're keeping it alive with flavors from the family passed down to survive. The Godfather's here with a twist in the tail, alligator Italian sausage, and it sure won't fail. It's the boss of the bayou, a taste you can't refuse. Italian tradition, Cajun infused. Sausage, bold and true. The Padres bringing the bayou to you.
Get the Godfather alligator Italian sausage only at Fertitta's Delicatessen, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Pick up a Muffy while you're there. The Godfather alligator Italian sausage. It's a taste you can't refuse. Sold only at Fertitta's, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport.
Dealing with stress? Pain? Feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strong's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strong's. TheBalancedLife.us.
We all have problems every day. We all need help along the way. We need strategies, 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 strategies for living radio.
Oh, we need them. Need those strategies, and we got them here on Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. We're with Joanne DiMaggio today. Her new book, we're excited about it. It's Soulmates and Twin Souls, Traveling Companions on the Road to Enlightenment. You can find it wherever you buy your books, and you can find Joanne at joannedimaggio.com. So, one of the things that I love that you've done in this book, Joanne, is you've cited about 10 case studies in here, mm-hmm. of people who have experienced the soulmate, cellmate, twin soul relationship. Is there one that you could, that stands out for you, that you could share with us today to kind of illustrate, you know, what we've been talking about?
Sure. You know, when I was doing these, I was hoping that I would get examples from every type of a relationship. So I do have one where it's between a daughter and a mother. I have another where it's a sibling rivalry. So there's all kinds of examples. Most of them are the typical soulmate relationship. But the one that really, really got me, to me, was Melanie and Mustafa. And that's the last study in the book, and I left it last for on purpose. Mm-hmm. You know, I have a lot of clients who I shouldn't say a lot. There are some clients who'll say to me, "This is my last lifetime. I am not coming back."
Yeah.
And I say to them, "Are you sure you're not coming? You have nothing left to work on, because I know I'm coming back quite a bit." Well, anyway, I met Melanie through I was teaching my soul writing class for the ARE, and she was one of my students, and I had asked for volunteers for my project. And so she told me about, she kept talking about somebody named Mustafa, and I thought, is that her spirit guide? What is she talking about? Well, it turns out that she met him through a Facebook group. He was living in Morocco. She was in Chicago. And she kept saying, "I could feel him." She was actually could physically feel him touching her from thousands of miles away. Mm. And so they developed an online relationship, and eventually they married. She went over to Morocco. They got married. They were together a very short amount of time, just a couple of years, and he died. And she said that afterwards they were still communicating with each other. So I said, well, let's do a regression to see where you first met. Now, she kept insisting that they were mirrored souls. And I had heard the term, but not seriously used.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I wasn't quite sure what she was talking about. So I said, okay, let's do a regression. Well, regression didn't work. And we came to realize that they had never been together in a past life.
Mm.
And as it turned out, he actually came to her as her final teacher and the emissary. And we did some soul writing with it to find out that this is in fact her last lifetime.
So she was right.
And so he came into her life to prepare her for the final crossing, and you know, he's doing it now from the other side. But if you want to read, it'll give you chills because of the way she talks about, you know, she's in a lazy boy and watching a movie, and she could actually feel his hand on her leg, moving up her leg.
Wow.
And I'm like, we're venturing into uncharted territory here.
Yeah.
But it's absolutely, absolutely, I mean, we kept it clean, but it's absolutely fascinating when she talked about that. So that was the first time I'd ever met anybody that had that kind of a, you know, and sometimes, you know, I try not to be judgmental. And if somebody honestly believes it's their last lifetime, then that's their belief. And, you know, they may get a surprise or they may not get a surprise. I don't know. I'm not going to judge them. But in her case, I really thought that was the real deal, that she really was. She was in graduate school. The way she talked about it, I'm a senior and I'm getting ready to graduate, and he's kind of helping me.
Yeah.
So it was fascinating, fascinating.
Of course, I know, you know, from our past conversations, Joanne, about you and Edgar Cayce, and you you kind of sum up things. You say that, you know, Edgar Cayce said it so succinctly. He summed up the soulmate and our cellmate relationship by saying nothing's random, not an accident.
That's right.
Not an accident that we are with the people that we are with in our inner circle They could be parents. They could be siblings. They could be spouses. They could be children. But each of the souls is attached to us in some way, shape, or form. He said it could bring weal. I'm quoting weal or woe.
Weal or woe. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I love that. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, really, you can expand that to look at people that are congregants at your church or members of an organization that you're really that you strongly believe in, or they could be your classmates, or they could be work colleagues. I've had people who've had group incarnations of people at work who've come back with them to work out something. I had one, he worked here at the university and had gone back to a lifetime in which he was in ancient Rome, and the same group of people from Rome were his coworkers now because he didn't finish what he was working on with them before. So it's like, you know what? It's so fascinating. I could just go on and on and on. But, I love this work. I really do.
Yeah, I know you do. You're passionate about it. It comes through in your interviews. It comes through in your writing.
Yeah.
We got about a minute and a half before we got to go to break. Mm-hmm. What do you really want people to take away from this conversation today?
I really want them to expand their outlook and not use terms so lightly, because soulmates is just one of several terms that we throw around in our little esoteric circles that has a completely different meaning than what we've come to believe. So I'd like people to let go of that idea that you're not whole. Let go of the idea that you're not going to be whole till you find that other half of you. You are whole. Mm-hmm. Your creator wouldn't have created half of a soul.
Yeah.
So I want people to look at people around you with different eyes, see them for who they really are, and the role that they're playing in your life and the lessons that they're helping you to learn. And I think if you do that, it's going to relieve a lot of the burden that you've been carrying around with you and give you a lightness of spirit. That's your birthright. So I hope people will do that.
The book is called Soulmates and Twin Souls, Traveling Companions on the Road to Enlightenment. The author is our life strategist today. She's Joanne DiMaggio. You can find her online at joannedimaggio.com. You can find the book wherever you buy books. And we'll be back. We'll be back to wrap up our conversation today with Joanne DiMaggio here on Strategies for Living. You're going to see the difference. When you go to Azalea Cleaners, you'll hear about it too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road, plus the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283, and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid-applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building.
That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
And welcome back in. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, Joanne DiMaggio, our wonderful life strategist today. You know, Lauren, I bet there are people out there right now that have listened to our program and are saying to themselves, oh, man, I wish so-and-so could hear this program. Mm-hmm. I wish I could pass it on to such-and-such.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, you can.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. We are now podcasters on podcast everywhere. Wherever you want to listen, whatever platform you prefer, we're there. Strategies for Living.
It is. And, I got to tell you, it is so neat, Joanne, we've got listeners now in Japan. We've got listeners.
Wow,
we've got
you.
Listeners in the United Kingdom. They're all over the place, and it's just such a neat thing.
It is.
And so, thank you for the work that you're doing.
Yes.
And what you're bringing to the planet. You are always a great life strategist when you come here, and almost every one of your books we've done a program with you on soul writing, Your Soul Remembers, Edgar Cayce and the Unfulfilled Destiny of Thomas Jefferson, Karma Can Be a Real Pain, and now this new book. I mean, I think we've done most all of them. So thank you.
Yes,
and you did the Beatles book too.
Yes. Oh, that's right, the Beatles book too. I forgot about that.
Yeah, Inner Light. Yeah.
So,
well, thank you. I always enjoy being with you.
Look forward to the next time that we get to be together.
Okay, me too.
Folks, in the meantime, you can continue the conversation with Joanne by going and getting a copy of any of her books, and especially this new book, Soulmates and Twin Souls, wherever you buy books. Thank you for tuning in to Strategies for Living. Lauren and I appreciate you being with us, and we appreciate our sponsors that make it all possible, the Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing and Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage, and some pretty good muffies, too. I got to send some of the Godfather to Joanne. Remind me. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make. Who would you call? What would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Joanne DiMaggio and for Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time right here on Strategies for Living.